Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Deanna Hansen and Brad Koenig about Sexual Assault Awareness Month and what resources are available locally for survivors. This is part two of a two-part interview. And can sexual assault happen within a marriage?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we kind of... Brad, who is here with us today, is with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, and we work really well together because it happens a lot, and sexual assault and domestic violence definitely cross paths a lot.
Can you remind us again what services you offer here in Washington County?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Deanna said, a lot of times sexual assault and domestic violence go hand in hand, and we talk with each other quite often and refer people back and forth to each other. Because we don't, we have our own specific agencies, and we deal strictly with domestic violence. And that could be married couples. It could be people that are just living together. We've had cases to where a child was being physical with a parent, and that also falls under the Iowa guidelines of a domestic abuse case.
Reaching out for help can be scary. What would you say to those people if they're listening, whether it's domestic violence or sexual assault?
Well, initially, I would say just make that call. You can remain anonymous. You can ask any question you want to ask. They have no way to trace a call, okay? There's 800 numbers everywhere. And for the domestic violence hotline, and that's 800-373-1073. That number can get you to the sexual assault advocates. It can get you the domestic abuse advocates, and there is a sexual assault hotline that is open also. Just make the call, you know. And there's people that we work with that we never meet in person. All they want is verbal support. They want support trying to make decisions, and we inform them of how different systems work. And our bottom line is your safety. The person's safety is where we start from.
And Deanna, if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can also call the 1-800 number that Brad was talking about. Our 1-800 number is 1-800-228-1625. And it's completely anonymous. They can ask questions. Whether you're calling, and you don't have to memorize both numbers, because whether you're calling the domestic violence or the sexual assault, the advocates there are going to try to help you and try to be a one-stop shop. So you call them and you're like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. I don't know if this is the right number. They will refer you to the place that you need to go and try to help you in the best way possible. For me, I have a cell phone. So if a lot of the times with people, they want to just connect with that one person. They don't want to have to tell their story multiple times. So people are more than welcome to call or text my cell phone number. It's 319-541-2059.
And we'll get all of those numbers up on our website. And in closing, you have some events coming up in April.
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
You share those?
Yeah, so April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And in Washington, we are hosting two events. The first one is called Teal Out the Square. It's where we go and we paint we have teal, white, and purple paint, because teal is for sexual assault, purple is for domestic violence. And we just put like quotes around and teal ribbons and things like that, and our information out. So if businesses are interested and want to have us come and paint their windows, they're more than welcome to reach out and we can do that. And then if people are interested in helping paint, it's just a really good time to kind of talk about it, spread the word that sexual assault does happen here, happens everywhere. Saturday the 14th, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. We're going to meet at Choices and then go from there. And then at the end of the month, April 27th, we are going to be having a bake sale and a shop for survivors. So we're going to have a list and be sitting outside of Walmart where people can come and get baked goods, or if they're interested, if they're already shopping at Walmart and they just want to run inside and grab a roll of paper towels or laundry detergent or whatever it may be, it can help benefit people in the community. And then lastly, it's not in April, but May 3rd, we're going to be having a gala for RVAP for our 45th anniversary. And that is in Iowa City, but the county attorney, John Gish, is going to be recognized for being a huge advocate and constantly going above and beyond for survivors in the Washington community. So he's going to be recognized at that event.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Deanna Hansen and Brad Koenig speaking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.